A few weeks ago, I went with my grown-up children to get our Christmas tree. It's a bit of a tradition. We like to go to a local garden centre and pick the tree. Now, I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but you walk along and all these trees are here and you see one and you think, I like the look of that one. But you see other people beginning to zoom in on the same tree as well. So I'm there, Dad holding it out here, and the kids are going round it saying, yeah, we think that looks all right. And then you spot another one over there. And you think, what do we do? So stand there, hold that one. We'll go over here and we'll check this one out. Now this year, when we got there, having done this for a few years, I thought, I know the tree. I know what will fit in the space. I know what we want. I saw one, I thought, that's the one. So I said, let's hold that one there. And then the kids said, no, there's one over here. So what did we do? We let that one go, walked down to another one, and I thought, that's the one. Walked over to this one, held it out, and we were doing the tree test, you know, is it nice all the way through? And as we were going for this one, I could see somebody else went and got that one. So I thought, 'tis the season to be gracious and kind. So never mind, go, Merry Christmas. And we got this one. They put it through that netting thing, you know. Then we put it in the car, brought it home. Dad's job is to put it in the stand. That can be a bit of a palaver, can't it? Brought it inside. They get the Christmas music on, so Wham's coming through. Bit of Last Christmas. Getting in the spirit here. What does Dad have to do? He has to put the lights on. So I start at the top, work my way round and round and round and round. And then we get to that magic moment where we turn the lights on. And all of a sudden, that tree that just looked like a tree just looks amazing, doesn't it? There's something about light that just makes things better, particularly this time of the year. Now, have you got lights on your Christmas tree? Yeah, yeah. Who's got one of those trees that's got built-in lights? Yeah, Rui has, yeah. Yeah, anybody else got those ones with the built-in lights? No? What about those ones where they just keep sparkling all the time, you know? So if you've got the telly on, they're like really distracting. You got that one of those? Yeah? Coloured lights? Yeah. There's just something about light that makes things better, particularly at Christmas. Just imagine what Christmas would be like if we didn't have all these beautiful little lights. It would just be boring. It would be dull, wouldn't it? But light makes things better. Now, you might have seen when we were singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, in one of the verses, it says, light and life to all he brings. It's referring to Jesus. It's saying that when Jesus came, he brought light and life. And I think it's a great image, isn't it, of being in darkness when all of a sudden a light comes on. I remember when I was a child, sometimes we would get power cuts. And all of a sudden, the power would just go out. And at night, he'd be like, well, hang on a minute. I can't see. And it was back in the day where my mum would always keep in the cupboard under the stairs some candles. So she had to go in the dark. It was before you had your phone with a light on it. And she had to go in the dark and say, where are the candles? Where are the candles? And then it was like, hang on, we've got the candles. Well, where are the matches? They're in the kitchen. So we had to go sort of work our way around the house, not bumping into things to get those candles out. And by the time you're going to light it, the lights come on again. But light is so important. In fact, if you're a scientist, you will know that light is important for life. No light, no life. When we think about Christmas, and what we've been looking at today is how Jesus came into the world. And the Bible described him as a light in the darkness. Just think about that. Walking around in darkness, even if this whole room was dark and I was right over there and I lit one light, you'd be able to see it. Light is powerful. Light is life. Things are better with light. In my experience, and for many, many other Christians, they would say that life with Jesus is better. He makes a big difference in light. And maybe this Christmas, the light bulb in your own head, bing, will go on to think, do you know what? Jesus can make a positive, wonderful difference to your life. I mean, right around the world, you know, a third of the population will say, we're Christians. We're following God's ways. There's got to be something in that. Maybe you will discover that for yourselves. When you go home and have your lights on your tree or wherever you've got them around your house, remember, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. Lord God, we thank you for Christmas time. We thank you for lights that just shine and make everything so much better. We thank you that when Jesus came, he came as a light into a dark world. I pray that that truth would just resonate with every boy and girl and mom and dad and auntie and uncle and friend and carer this Christmas time. Keep people safe. Keep people in peace. And may there be joy and hope and love. And obviously lots of presents and turkey and even maybe a Brussels sprout or two. Amen. Bless everyone here, I pray. Amen. 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 Okay.